Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. And I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord, that you're getting ready to go to God's house. Be faithful to church. Don't lay out. Don't be a slacker. Get up and go to church. Be blessed. And not go just to get a blessing, but go to be a blessing. Put in and bless the house of God. Be kind to one another and encourage your children to go to church. And so right now I'd like to pray with you. Father, I pray over the congregation. I pray that you bless them, encourage them through your word. And I pray, Father, that you help us, Lord, to be faithful to do that which you called us to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today I want to read out of the scripture, Matthew chapter 6. And then I want to read right here. It says, verse 12, chapter 6, verse 12. And it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then down in verse 14, it says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 15 says, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. And you know, a lot of times we come to the place that we want forgiveness, but we don't want other people to forgive us. I talked about this a few weeks ago. But I think this is one of the major hindrances in our lives today. I knew a woman one time. She was the most bitter and hateful woman I think I've ever met. And she was an older woman. And it was because of her childhood and how she was treated in her childhood. Now, this woman had children of her own. She had grandchildren of her own. But because of the way she was treated when she was a child, she couldn't let it go. And she carried that through her whole life. And she was bitter and ugly and unkind to her family as she was treated. You see, when you walk in unforgiveness, then that's how you treat other people as well. You say other people hurt you, but when you walk in unforgiveness, then you hurt other people as well. It's no difference in you. Today, we need to let it go. I heard a preacher say one time he had went to a church to minister, and the pastor of the church treated him very rudely. And the people in the congregation noticed it. He was not polite to him, and he was not courteous to him, though he was very rude. But the evangelist was very kind and respectful to the pastor and didn't react to his attitude. And some folks asked him after church, he said, didn't you notice how he was treating you and how badly he treated you? And the evangelist said, well, when I stand before God, I'm not going to give an account of how he treated me, but how I treated him. And that's how we have to realize today that when you stand before God, you're not going to give an account for how somebody else treated you or what they did to you. You're going to give an account of how you treated others. You're going to give an account of if you forgave other people. You know, we all want forgiveness, but we got to be willing to forgive as well. Today, I pray that we'll walk in forgiveness, that we'll love one another, and we'll forgive one another. So many marriages are broken up because people can't say, I'm sorry, forgive me. And you know what? When you can never say you're sorry, and when you can never let it go and you can't forgive, you know what your basic root sin is? It's pride. You've got pride in your life. And the Bible says pride goes just before fall. And today you're always people that are always talking about how someone hurt them and how they can't forgive them. You're a prideful person because somebody dared step in your feelings. I know I have had things that were done to me that broke my heart, that was hurt me so bad. Do you know what? I knew I had to get over it. I knew I had to get it out. I knew I had to ask forgiveness, and I knew I had to forgive the other party. And you know, I put it in God's hand, and God handles it. God will do the same for you. I pray today that you won't be bitter and you won't be mean and you won't be ugly and cruel to others. You need to have a check in your life. Forgive. I said forgive. And when you forgive, a peace and a joy will come over you and you can walk in victory. Today, if you have a prayer request and you have something in your life that's hard, I'll be glad to pray for you. You can write me at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. God bless you, and thank you for listening to Trucking for Jesus.